Dreamscape presents The Unlikely Hero, the story of Wolf 8 by Rick McIntyre and David A. Polson, narrated by George Newbern.
To the memory of my mom, who passed away during the writing of this book. Though she never got to see or read it, I know she would have been proud of it, as she was of all of my books. Love you, Mom. David. A note about this book. No one knows exactly what a wolf thinks, but after decades of watching their behavior, the people who study these amazing animals can imagine what is going on in a wolf's mind. Like their cousins, the domesticated dogs, wolves will often let us know what they're feeling and thinking through body language and sounds. This book looks at the life of Wolf 8, a famous wolf that was part of the reintroduction program that brought wolves back to Yellowstone National Park in 1995. Wolf 8's life was observed most closely by biologist and wolf expert Rick McIntyre. No one knew 8 better, and no one is better able to convey what he might have been thinking at any given time. It is Rick's years of observations, of watching and studying Wolf 8 and the other Yellowstone wolves, that are at the heart of this book. Rick and other wolf biologists witnessed many of the events you hear about here, and in sidebars throughout Wolf 8's story, you'll hear directly from Rick about his work. Descriptions of other incidents that were not witnessed are based on sightings of wolves in similar situations. David. 1. The Wolf Pup. The wolf pup sniffed the winter air and looked around. A cold wind swirled in the nearby trees. The pines that were everywhere bent as if to escape the bitter gusts. Clouds hung low in the sky. The sun would make no appearance on this day. The wolf pup didn't move. He was scared. In fact, he'd been scared for a long time now and didn't really understand what was happening to him. This was a new place, a different place, but the wolf pup didn't know that or care. He was wishing he could be back where he'd been before, where he had always been. Some days earlier, the young wolf and his family, his father, mother, and three brothers, had been captured by humans and placed in separate cages. He was the smallest of the four pups in the family and the last one to be captured. In fact, he'd almost been left behind when the human captors hadn't seen him right away. The cages were placed inside a container that was nothing like anything the wolf pup and his family had ever experienced. It felt like a cave, but one that the wolves could not walk out of whenever they wanted to. The container in the
sample complete. Ready to continue?